And G means to observe, observance of the precepts. But the general meaning of this title is spiritual practice that is constant or endures or is continuously maintained. So that's why, in general, this is usually translated as continuous practice, activity unremitting, sustained practice, rather than translating it as upholding the precepts. But that's the... I'll try to make the connection here for you today. So here are the opening lines that I'm going to start out talking about. In the great way of the Buddhas and ancestors, there is always unsurpassed sustained practice. The way circling round without being cut off brings forth the mind of Bodhi, practice, Bodhi, and Nirvana. What it means is the mind of Bodhicitta, the aspiration for practice, practice, the mind of realization, and Nirvana. And then the rest of the sentence is, without the slightest interval, sustained practice is the way circling around. All right, so let's take a look at this paragraph here. The first line, in the great way of the Buddhas and ancestors, there is always unsurpassed sustained practice, the way circling around without being cut off. So the great way of the Buddhas is the practice realization of the Buddhas, the Bodhisattvas, the ancestors, and those who practice the way of Buddha, us, right? This is the great way. So it's the conduct of a Buddha who is aware of and responding to the totality of what's happening around them. So not just getting caught in our little bubble of the self. And then, as Dogen says elsewhere, this he characterizes and calls the dignified activity of a Buddha. So sitting zazen is a dignified activity of a Buddha. Driving your car in a way that takes into account the totality of a situation is a dignified activity of a Buddha. So it includes formal practice as well as informal practice. So it is the practice that we all aspire to as Buddhist practitioners. So Gyoji, or the unsurpassed sustained practice, is the practice of the precepts before they are codified into a list. So this is this practice that is based on realities interconnected functioning. So it's the essential motivation. Precepts are the essential motivation of wanting to support the world's functioning. Or you could say that precepts are the action of sustaining the world's altruistic isness. So later on in Gyoji, Dogen said, owing to this sustained practice, there are the sun, the moon, the stars. Owing to sustained practice, there are the whole earth and empty space. Owing to sustained practice, there is body and mind. Owing to sustained practice, there are the four elements, which are earth, water, fire, and wind, and the five aggregates, which is form, sensation, cognition, formation, and consciousness that we chant in the Heart Sutra, which usually refers to person, but it can also be applied to other beings as well. So he's saying, because of this sustained practice of the totality of the moon, the sun, the stars, the whole earth, the empty space, body and mind, earth, water, fire, wind, and persons or beings, this whole thing that we call reality, this whole earth's functioning, is because of the activity of everything that we can name and cannot name, sustaining the way. So for Dogen, to sustain the way includes the totality of the universe's function. That's practice. For Dogen, that's sustaining the great way of the Buddhist ancestors. So Gyoji speaks of Dogen's altruistic teaching about the world's process as a foundational teaching, basically saying that if the world were not an altruistic ecosystem of codependent events, we and all beings could not be sustained. We could not live. We would have no food to eat. We would have no air to breathe. We would have no earth to walk upon. Other beings would be without sustenance as well. So the system is based upon birth and death and transformation of life forms and processes that go on endlessly, this circle that Dogen's talking about. This impermanence manifesting, it's a gift. It is what sustains and transforms all of this system called our world, both animate and inanimate. So it is the mandala of interbeing and of support. And this is the basis of what we call, this is what we call Buddha nature. This is what we call suchness. So Buddha nature is this natural state in which the interconnection and circle of support is the basis of life itself. We are Buddha nature, and all beings are Buddha nature. So when we respond from the place of knowing the truth of this mandala, of altruistic support, we are responding through and as our Buddha nature. We are enacting the precepts. And in our school, in our understanding, in Buddhism, there is a distinction between being Buddha nature and manifesting Buddha nature. So just because we are Buddha nature and all things are Buddha nature does not mean that we necessarily, as human beings, are manifesting the truth of this. So not acting in accord with what is our Buddha nature is delusion. And delusion can come in varying degrees, as we know. I would say those varying degrees have to do with how much harm our delusion creates for self and others. So our essential nature is that of a Buddha, but that does not mean that we always act from that place. And unfortunately, we are afflicted with delusion and selfishness that blocks our ability to function and bring forth this natural state of Buddhiness. So here in this text in Gyoji, Dogen's teaching is about seeing and grounding ourselves in what he calls the great way of unsurpassed sustained practice. The great way of unsurpassed sustained practice, which is the one great precept. That is the one great precept. It is the bloodline of the Buddhas and ancestors, which motivates us to want to manifest Buddha nature, our Buddha nature, through what he's calling this unsurpassed sustained practice. This is what Dogen says. He says, the way circling round without being cut off. This is the way circling around without being cut off. So you might question in the midst of this, talking about this altruistic isness of reality and suchness functioning. You might question the role of delusion or what we might call evil. But for Dogen, this is really not a question. The answer to this question, if you will, is, he says, is to sustain this unsurpassed sustained practice without being deterred by or defeated by what we perceive as delusion in the self or other. So he doesn't ask the question, why is there a delusion? In Buddhism, we don't ask the question, why is there a delusion? What we ask is, how can I enact this great practice of sustaining the way for self and other? How do I do that practice? How do I enact and embody the Bodhisattva way? So Dogen continues in the sentence, bringing forth the mind of Bodhi, which is bodhicitta, practice, realization, and nirvana, which is a phrase that he uses a lot in various fascicles in the Shobogenzo. Without the slightest interval, sustained practice is the way circling around. So Buddha's way, this way of Gyoji, is also translated as this continuous practice of all beings, including us and all beings, including the cup, the computer, everybody out there. Hi, guys, on Zoom. Everyone who is, all of us, right? Seen and unseen, named and unnamed. So this practice is happening throughout the world's time, space, being. It's happening non-sequentially. It's happening sequentially. It's manifesting the mind of Buddha. So our Buddha nature will continuously be manifest as Bodhi mind, which is the desire for realization. Practice, which is enacting this Bodhi mind. Realization, which is manifesting the Buddha mind or Buddha nature. Remember, in Soto Zen, we say practice realization. Those are one idea, one thought, one word, practice realization. So it's not, we practice because that is the natural expression of our understanding. Not because we want to get somewhere. Not because we want to get realization. But when we do this practice, what comes forward is realization. So we don't have to worry about the realization part. Worry about the practice part. And the realization part will take care of itself. So he says, practice, realization, and thus living this life as nirvana are the life of realization. Dogen says in Shoji that birth and death and nirvana, they're all the same. They're not, nirvana is not somewhere else. So he says, all of this is like this great circle of life. It cannot be suppressed because it is just, as we say in Zen, things as they are. Just isness, just how things are. So this is the foundational reality of life itself. Delusion is not fundamental in this understanding. For this reason, we do not want to get caught by the delusion of trying to eradicate delusion. We do not want to get caught in the delusion of trying to eradicate delusion. And what I mean by that is, if we get caught in this, trying to eradicate delusion, then we may become angry or depressed, violent, punitive, controlling, in these ways that we strive to try to respond to delusion. But this is not how we respond to delusion. And on a more practical level, we can march, we can vote, we can be activists in the face of delusion. We can be bodhisattvas in the face of delusion. But if we become caught by the delusion that we can make change by any means necessary, we will only perpetuate the very delusion that we strive to eradicate. So in the next line, Dogen says, therefore, it is not something we force ourselves to do or that others force us to do. It is sustained practice that has never been defiled. The merit of the sustained practice maintains the self and maintains the other. Therefore, it is not something we force ourselves to do or that others force us to do. It is sustained practice that has never been defiled. So, we don't force ourselves to do it, nor do others force us to do it. So what motivates us to practice? Why do we practice? I would say that Dogen's teaching is that we are attracted to this practice, to the bodhisattva's practice, because we intuitively understand that the world is Gyoji, that the world, our world, is this sustained, continuous practice with all beings, this continuous practice of the way. Some people might call this God, and some will say it is something else, but we say it is Buddha's way. Our reality's manifestation. We see that this great process is essentially what sustains all of life. And that this sustained practice of all beings, of the sun, the moon, the stars, the earth, space, and all beings is not separate from us. It's the same. We are the same. We are not different. This little top to my thermos is practicing. This top is engaged in sustained practice. We don't know what that is. But as I've said before, how do we relate to this little cup? How do we treat this little cup? How do we respect this cup? It's practice. both sustaining me or you, if it's your thermos, how do we take care of that? That is part of this great circle of sustaining life. So we want to connect with this great functioning. And when we are connected with that, we feel drawn to consciously sustaining the way of practice realization. So that is that we are not forcing ourselves to do this. And that others do not force us to do this. We can't be forced to do it. We can't force ourselves to do it. It's something deep inside us that is motivated to explore and manifest this basic goodness that we want to learn, we want to see, we want to manifest, and we want to perpetuate in our daily lives. Sometimes we get caught in the delusion of trying to eradicate our delusion by beating ourselves up because we're in delusion. And then he says, it is sustained practice that has never been defiled. So because this practice of continuously making the world is this interconnected, codependent arising, and because it is a perpetual mandala of becoming, transformation, it's something so basic that you cannot defile it. You cannot defile it through your delusion. Therefore, this is just truth in Buddhism. This is just things as they are. This is isness, the isness of reality's function. And then the next line of this is, the merit of this sustained practice maintains the self and maintains others. So the merit of this practice sustains the self and maintains others. So this merit, value, excellence, virtue, and achievement of this practice, Gyoji, of the world's functioning, is what enables all of life, or the world throughout time and space, to enable it to keep going, to keep this circle going. Each single being, form, codependent arising, birth and death, is engaged in this activity. Whether we or they know it. In some ways you can say, what is my function? Maybe I don't know what my function is. From this perspective, that function would not be the job that you have. So we say, in Buddhism, we say this deepest desire to engage the bodhisattva way, to carry on this great precepts of the world functioning. But I would also say that on another level, I'm not sure that we know at all. But on this level of what we do know, we are being encouraged to carry on this practice. That's our practice. That's what we understand as our doing the bodhisattva work. So this life force sustains us, it sustains others, and it sustains the totality of the mandala of life itself. So when after I wrote this, I thought to myself, remember the Lion King? Holding up the little baby lion. So I went and looked up the lyrics of the Lion King. The sun rolling high through the sapphire sky keeps great and small on the endless round. It's the circle of life, and it moves us all through despair and hope, through faith and love, till we find our place on the path, unwinding in the circle of life. The circle of life, it moves us all through despair and hope, through faith and love, till we find our place on the path, unwinding in the circle of life. I think this exactly describes our practice. So Dogen talks about this as continuous practice. It is the sustaining principle of life. So if we keep returning to this circle of life, we will find the merit. We will find what sustains us to continue in the face of our difficulties, in the face of our delusion and others' delusion. We're going to see the small things that are not defiled by delusion. and we encounter ourselves and others in the world. So Bodhisattva practice involves sitting in the middle of this crazy, suffering world. I don't think we're ever going to get rid of it. It was here before us. It'll be here after us. So can we sit in the middle of this fire, as Dogen says in the Flowers of Emptiness? He says, you know, it is like sitting in the middle of the blue lotus. This is where the Bodhisattva practice becomes what it is. This is the function of the Bodhisattva practice. So sitting in the middle of this despair and hope through faith and love. I love that line in the song. It's great. Dogen put it this way. The time and place that the blue lotus flowers open and spread are in the midst of fire in the time of fire. So that's how Dogen says this. The time and place that the blue lotus flowers open and spread are in the middle of fire in the time of fire. And that's in his fascicle Kuge, Flowers in Emptiness. So he's saying, and that's why we have Bodhisattva practice. We have it in response to suffering. If there were no suffering, there'd be no issue, no need for us to engage in this practice. So this blue lotus is the Bodhisattva's awakening. It is dependent upon the fire of samsara to open. So unfortunately, samsara, our suffering, just is. In Buddhism, we do not have a reason for samsara. It is just the world that the Buddha and ourselves inhabit. Superseding that is the truth of Gyoji. Continuous practice sustains the world. Through both delusion and realization, there is Gyoji. Beyond both delusion and realization, there is Gyoji. The undefiled, unsurpassed, sustained practice of the Buddha way. So our practice, I think our practice, is to continue to do our best to manifest this mind of Buddha, this mind of continuous practice. We sustain our own faith in this basic goodness through Sangha practice, through studying the teachings. We also sustain our practice by taking strength from all the goodness of those around us. So we look for the goodness as well, not just the things that are a problem. In Poland and many other countries, there is a sustained effort to respond to the cries of the Ukrainians. This is manifest by giving food, weapons to fight back, shelter, giving hope, and showing compassion, and responding to delusional evil with its opposite, altruism. Compassion. Essentially, it doesn't matter why we encounter delusion. What matters is how we respond to delusion. Dogen's response is to believe in and inspire us by teaching us that there is this vision of the world. There is this basic model of the world's functioning. And this model is fundamentally about supporting and sustaining the whole of the world's continuous manifestation. And that activity is the activity of everything you can name and what you cannot name. It is the activity of putting it all together through each being's being, birth and death, making and sustaining the world. It is rising above delusional greed, hate, ignorance, and persevering in the middle of this fire. That is sustained practice. That embodies the precepts of the Bodhisattva practice, of desiring to bring forth this vision rather than some darker vision of the world as fundamentally defiled. So we do not want to get caught in this darker vision of the world as being fundamentally defiled. So in the great way of the Buddhas and ancestors, there is this altruistic teaching of the world functioning as the great way. Not separate from the Bodhisattva's activity of illuminating delusion's darkness through practice. We want to illuminate this darkness through practice. our own darkness and the darkness of what we see around us. This is the basis of why so many people have responded in so many ways to supporting the Ukrainians in this dark time. This is the daily act of kindness, the daily acts of generosity, and our desire to live in a peaceful world and to engage with this world. So nothing we do is too little. Nothing is too great. It's all predicated upon each person's effort to continue as they can, as best they can, and do what they are able to do. So we don't have to do great, grandiose gestures. Just be nice at the supermarket. Just carry on in our daily lives as best we can through our own delusion and the delusion of others. Give each other space. As Suzuki Roshi said, we need a big pasture to roam around in. So when we do this, we don't need to worry about delusion. We don't need to worry about the why of delusion. So put your effort in sustaining one piece of the world, your piece of the world. And by picking up that one corner, we will be part of this circling round, and we will not be cut off. So I would say that is what Dogen is offering us. Thank you very much.